Joe Smith time at WGCL. We check in with Joe, especially on the day of IU activities. We don't get many weekdays during football season, Joe, but today is a very exciting one as the Hoosiers are in Florida. You're in Miami with the team. Good morning.
Well, how we doing today?
Gorgeous football in Bloomington, Joe. It's 63 degrees this morning. It's perfect.
Oh, yeah. You know, it doesn't happen very often, first day of a new month, new season. So, hello, September. It's here, and the football Hoosiers are here in Miami, Florida, as they open up season number 6 under Kevin Wilson, Florida International, 7:30 tonight on ESPNU. This is actually the fourth time, dating back to, 2009, the Hoosiers have opened on a Thursday night. Coach Kevin is 4-1 now, with a string of 4 straight wins on opening night, opening day, if you will. And Indiana's had pretty good success in these opening games, winning 12 of its last 13. But, you know, you kind of start to break this down. There's so many question marks. It's going to really, I think, start and end with defense as Tom Allen's crew debuts tonight against Alex McGow-led offense of Ron Turner's. Questionable depth and a list of unproven players make the overall D still one of the Hoosiers' biggest concerns ahead of the opener and looking ahead to the season. But those new guys now hop into action tonight. We have a new line coach, but a very familiar name, and Mark Hagan. He told me on the plane coming down last night that we're bringing 10 and we're playing all 10. And we'll see how much Greg Gooch has improved up front over on the other side, Jake Robinson and Brandon Wilson, a couple of redshirt sophomores. They should enhance the pass rush and help begin to add up those takeaways that Tom Allen cherishes. We have a couple of other young faces I'll be curious to watch tonight. Jamaris Bowen over on the tackle side, a redshirt sophomore, along with Niall Sykes. So there are a couple of big athletic bodies along the interior that, as I say, I'll be watching tonight to see if they can, enhance a pretty consistent or at least begin to get a pass rush going. The Hoosiers are road favorites tonight. Weather outside of the humidity should be no problem. They tell us 86 degrees. It's 81 currently in the early morning. But 86 by kick time, it's a 20,000-seat facility, Ocean Bank Field. It's going to be a bit on the breezy side tonight. They do have a threat around the 3 o'clock hour of some thunderstorms, but that normally holds sway around these parts. But unless something blows across the state from where Hermine is posing a real big-time hurricane threat to the Gulf Coast, we should be okay. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, and we'll touch a little bit later on the offensive side and the kicking game. And there is one other Big Ten club opening up tonight, Oregon State at Minnesota, 9 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. This one flies at 7:30 from here in Miami. Don't forget the Colts and Bengals at Paul Brown Stadium, final exhibition tune-up, pregame with Bob Lamy at 6:30.
Yeah, Joe, and keep an eye on Alan Stalling. He's on that defensive line as well. Who's that? Well, Coach Kevin Wilson brought him up on Monday about being perhaps their most dynamic pass rusher, and that's we talk about the interior guys having to do work, but somebody's got to find a way to get to the quarterback and kind of replace that Nick Mangieri role. More pressure makes it easier on the secondary to do their job. But the defense, through the spine, Joe, you've got Nate Hoff and Ralph Green in the middle. You've got your linebackers who have played plenty of downs and plenty of road games with Marcus Oliver and T. Gray Scales. Hopefully Chase Dutra can have a healthy year. These are guys that have played a lot of Big Ten games through the spine of your defense. So, but you're right, and I agree with it, and it's hard to argue until you stop giving up 500 yards a game, until you stop giving up 37.6 points a game or whatever those numbers were last year. That's what's going to have to change. But there's no doubt it's an exciting opening day, and then not very many of these on the road. Did you open with Oregon on the road under DiNardo? Was that a first weekend game all the way out there?
You know, that was, I remember, I think that was the year, it was DiNardo's year. We went coast to coast. We opened up at Oregon, here's what happened. I think we played Connecticut, opened up their new stadium.
They went all the way to Oregon.
Across, and then flew across the coast the next week, and I'm going to look that up. I remember that. But,
well, I remember beating Oregon. We got six turnovers. They were ranked 20-something, and when in Indiana beat them, and that was one of the higher points of that year. Came a little early. Hey, how about this one for you? In girls' golf yesterday, North beat South at the Country Club, Joe.
Yeah, I saw Kalina Abraham shot a 42, so congrats out to – that's a nice win there over the
– I saw Coach Muehlhaus last night briefly, and he was smiling from ear to ear, but I didn't have – I was just – so I was passing him in the car, so now I know I was happy camper.
Yeah, he shot a 194. He sent me a note as well, a 194 team score, so that was a nice nice effort there. We've got – well, you see the weather's nice. We've got – this being the first day of a new month, we've got some girls golf. Edgewood will be at Northview tonight. We have boys and girls soccer, tennis, and volleyball. And we'll recap all of that, obviously, tomorrow
in Edgewood
to this game on Friday.
Let's throw in one more. Edgewood wins their first WIC girls title, Joe, in golf since 2011 yesterday. So,
well, you know, they had rain problems
right
over at Deer Creek, and they had to suspend play. They played. They had to play the front side. So Megan was did she win?
Higgins won by 9 shots.
Yeah, she had a 5-stroke lead in the medals when they suspended play on Saturday. So that's good news to hear, and for Gary Lee's crew. So congrats out to the Edgewood girls.
Yeah, she won by 9. Shot 38-41. So she came back after the delay and still put up a great number and won by 9 shots over a girl from Brown County. So exciting times on that. The baseball world, Joe, the Cubs are starting to get into some territory that just makes you – you have to be, if you're a Cub fan, a little itchy. If you're a baseball fan, you're watching perhaps history. Now, I know they don't hand out trophies on the first day of September, but they just keep winning and winning and winning.
Yeah.
They've just put up unbelievable numbers. Could you imagine if Kyle Schwarber was healthy with that team?
Huh?
If Kyle Schwarber was healthy with that team?
Oh.
My goodness.
It would be an interesting subplot, obviously.
Oh, they've got 85 wins or whatever it is, and then he's not even playing.
Well,
for him.
You know,
that's...
Joe Maddon has done it from day one. He's pushed all the right buttons. You know, he didn't tinker around. How many innings Am will go last night?
That's a good question. The Reds. Do we have the Reds on the weekend? That was the one question I was going to ask you this morning. Sunday.
I got to check.
All right. Let me know on that one, and we'll get you the Cubs update here once the we got to fire up the internet. Chris Bryant hit his 36th home run. The Pirates tried to rally. They were down 6-2 when I turned it on last night. They got it down to 6-4, 6-5. The Cubbies win. Reds fell to the Angels last night 3-0. Brandon Finnegan pitched well. He got no help from the offensive side of things there. Cubbies last night. Jason Hamill wins his 14th of the season. Well, every Cubs starter has 14 wins, so that's really not a big deal. He went 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned. Walked 3, struck out 6. Cubs bullpen came in. Wood got touched up for the 2 runs, and then Chapman got hit up again. Struck out 2, but he gave up 2 hits and a run in the 9th. If that's the worst of problems for the Cubs is Chapman, I think they're gonna be okay. Other baseball scores, Detroit beats the White Sox last night. So they are trying to stay up with Cleveland in the American League Central. Cleveland beats Minnesota 8-4. Guessing Cleveland beat Minnesota 800 times in a row.
Yeah.
So that's not surprising. All right, we'll get back at 8:45. We'll get talking about that offense. Richard Lego is going to be the focus. But, Joe, we argued last night in the zone that if the line does its job and Dylan McCullough's stable of running backs do theirs, and you've got the deep wide receiver core, and – if everybody does their job, Richard Lego shouldn't have to carry anything with that lineup surrounding him. It should be balanced. It should be difficult to defend, and that's the other good news.
I was kidding Dan Feeney last night downstairs. I said, could be a quick game, huh? You're going to run. I said,
downhill, baby. This could
We're going to run the ball.
Hey, how do you keep an inexperienced defense off the field? Well, you keep control of the clock, right?
There you go.
And it's exciting, so we want to see those 4 redshirt seniors. And, again, you got 2 young studs at left tackle with Knight and Coy Cronk to rotate in and out. So exciting times. Opening day for Hoosier football. We'll do it back at 8:45.
All righty, my friend. I'll be here.
Joe Smith, live from Miami. 81 degrees this morning in Miami. We'll thank Joe's sponsors. Come back, wrap up hour number one next. Live from Miami Beach.
That's a nice lead-in.
South Beach, Key Biscayne, Key West. Joe, where are you this morning, my friend?
Miami Lakes.
There you go.
We're a little ways from the beach, but now the sun's trying to pop out. It's cloudy, but it is now 82 degrees and 847 here in Miami. How you guys doing?
Gorgeous, Joe. Great. 64 this morning, light humidity. Temperature's not even going to get in the 80s today or tomorrow. It's a great weekend forecast as well. But the forecast for football in South Florida, it looks like the hurricane and the storms are going to get past it, so weather's not going to be an issue. The issue for Indiana's offense, Joe, this offensive line, the four redshirt seniors, the talented left tackles, the two kids, the freshman and the sophomore, kids on that line, it's their time to shine tonight, and that's going to take the heat off of the brand-new quarterback and plenty of weapons on offense in use. It's opening night, Indiana football.
Yeah, while new defensive coordinator Tom Allen adjusts some things, hopefully, and take the ball out of the air, offensively speaking, new signal caller Richard Lego, debuting tonight here in Miami against Florida International. I was looking at the breakdown from a year ago in what really was a come-from-behind Hoosier win when the Panthers visited Memorial Stadium. But Indiana that day ran 85 plays. 52 of them were on the ground, good for 205 yards. Now tonight, veteran offensive line ready to dominate the line of scrimmage. Hey, follow us to the end zone type attitude. So, you know, we'll be laying eyes on Richard Lego for a first time in game condition, certainly with all of the depth and talent at the skilled positions. Well, that's a plus right there for Richard. Now we'll see where his size and arm strength takes us from there. Brandon Knight makes his sophomore debut at tackle this evening, but young man, a freshman, Coy Cronk, will get plenty of snaps. Young man out of Lafayette Central Catholic, Demetric Camille is, well, he's developed himself into an NFL prospect at tackle, and then All-American Dan Feeney, enough said there. A couple of Wesses, Martin and Rogers, two very reliable blockers on the interior, so the pieces are there. I mean, if Indiana ran 52 times a year ago in 85 total plays, breaking in a new quarterback tonight, it's going to be interesting to see what those final numbers wind up being at game's end tonight. And we'll embellish that more tomorrow when we break it down when we get back home early morning. Receiving core, Eck Ricky Jones, Semi Cobbs Jr., Mitchell Page. You know, Griffin Oaks was the Big Ten kicker of the year a year ago, 83% on all of this opportunity. So there's an early season check plus if the offense does struggle tonight or here during portions of the early season. Kickoff returners, Ricky Brookins, watched him, of course, prep at Terre Haute North as speedster Devontae Williams, and our punt return man will be Mitchell Page, no change there. Last time that we played on September 1st, well, actually it was Kevin's second season back in 12 when we beat Indiana State. Last time we played on this date on the road, Terry Heppner's, the late Terry Heppner's club in 2005 when we played at Central Michigan, also won that game. We have one other Big Ten club in action. Tracy Clay's Minnesota Golden Gophers are at home tonight, 9 o'clock, welcoming in Oregon State. That one will be on the Big Ten Network, and then obviously play through the Labor Day holiday weekend will really pick up on the collegiate beat. We have, of course, coming up one of our national games, fifth-ranked LSU playing Wisconsin, Paul Christ and the Badgers. They won't get rolling in Madison. They'll be playing at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, and that's coming up on Saturday. We have football tonight. Colts Bengals, final preseason game for the Horseshoes. Paul Brown Stadium in the Queen City, 6:30 will be pregame there.
And the Colts, Joe, they've got some issues to work out. We hope the Hoosiers don't have to worry about those. Pretty healthy for Kevin Wilson's bunch heading into tonight. Let's hope that continues. That's one of the big factors, obviously, moving forward. Colts, they just need to survive tonight. Hopefully they got enough guys to fill a 53-man roster, which they'll cut down to on the weekend. And a big high school game tomorrow night that involves the North and the North.
Well, it's big from the standpoint of it's the opening game of the conference Indiana season class. And, you know, the Cougs, I haven't had a chance to talk to, you know, Coach McCullough. His boy, Dylan, same name, was injured the other night. And I haven't had an opportunity to talk to Scott. It's not going to be an injury that requires surgery.
That's good.
So that is good news. So The bad news is he's going to be out for a couple of weeks, but I haven't talked to Dylan yet about his son. But anyway, up against another toughie, Columbus North. They'll be vying along with South for the title this year when it's all said and done. South opens 7:30. They've moved that back to 7:30 with Franklin Central on Friday night as the Flashes come in to take on Moe's Panthers. So Edgewood plays at Cloverdale, a very winnable game there. So, you know, we'll see what happens up on the north side. I can't tell you, they got a brand new
video
scoreboard out at Martin Memorial. So that's one new perk out there.
We won't be in the dark, will we? Ready to go.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Reds couldn't win last night. Got a great start.
No, they couldn't.
Brandon Finnegan's pitching well, Joe. Just didn't get any help. Cubbies hang on to beat the Pirates. They just keep winning. Cleveland and Detroit win, so no movement in the Central there. Good win for North Girls Golf yesterday. Beating their city rivals. That doesn't happen all the time. And Edgewood Girls Golf, WIC champs for the first time since 2011. So a nice day in sports. You'll have a busy one for us tomorrow morning. We'll get all the details on the Hoosiers, hopefully first victory of the season, and preview a very busy, busy high school Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, got a busy weekend, busy night ahead, so pace and balance, and we'll go from there. Go Hoosiers.
That's exactly right. Go Hoosiers. Thanks for your time, my friend. We'll talk to you live from Miami tomorrow morning, the morning after Hoosier football. We don't get to say that too often, as you just pointed out, but it's exciting, and thanks for making the time for us. It's great stuff.
All righty. We'll be back home about with the W about 4:10 Friday morning.
That's a long one. Sleep fast and make sure you get a nap in this afternoon just for me. Thanks.
I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All righty.
Joe Smith live from Miami Lakes getting ready for Hoosier football tonight. Joe obviously on the Hoosier broadcast team and has been for a very long time, and we love having him check in with